No problem is too big or too small for Natural Ange.
We've got Natural Ange sitting across from me. How are you this morning?
Good, thanks. Ready to embrace term four?
Yeah.
It was good to have a break, actually, and just to rest the mind and that sort of thing.
That's really important.
Get to the bottom of the list of things to do.
And it definitely is a stressful time for a lot of people at the moment.
I was thinking that as I left the house, I thought, what shall I talk about today? As you do. And I picked up this great product that's been released called Brain Energy, and I thought, oh, how fitting, because it's, you know, exam time and study, and so we could talk about that. And also, it's Mental Health Week, and it fits that as well.
Definitely.
So, I'll talk about it now because we're on the roll. Brain Energy, it's put out by Mediherb, and it's a teaspoon twice a day, and so it's $1.60 a day. And it's all based on research papers and clinically demonstrated to reduce depression, improve fatigue and cognitive function, reduce pain and mental health associated with fibromyalgia, slow cognitive decline, which would be a nice thing. So it's got acetyl L-carnitine in it, tyrosine, to improve cognitive performance under stressful situations, including attention and working memory.
Attention is a big one as well. With like, I've definitely found that my attention span probably isn't as great as it could be, just due to the fact that, you know, we're on computers all the time, or we're looking at phones, or
And you get along on your phone to do one job, and then you go, "What was I here to do? I've ended up doing something completely different."
Well, it's almost like we've think that we can like do five things at once, whereas you know, people should just be focusing on one thing. But it is
That's hard when
you have so much to do.
I know. So you've got to sort of write a list and stick to it.
Yeah.
You know, you might need an upgrade. I don't care. And getting back to this product, it's, you know, the psychiatrists are saying, gee, you know, they're getting on board with all this nutritional medicine now. Like, there's also another product called N-acetylcysteine, which is great for mental disorders, you know, like whether it be anxiety, post-traumatic stress, anxiety, depression, all of those addictive kind of problems as well. This N-acetylcysteine is amazing.
Cool.
But it's also good for chronic sinusitis and thinning mucus and things like that. So it just has this broad spectrum approach. But they're going, God, this is groundbreaking science. All these new natural products.
So, what is it called again?
So, this one is called Brain Energy, and there's another product that can go with it that's called N-acetylcysteine. And in this product is just a great collection of the things. So, it's got magnesium in it too, which reduces hyperactivity. You know, when you get too many coffees and you're like, you read a paragraph and it doesn't go in.
Yeah.
You know, I say stick to boiled eggs, put a soup on. And one of the best ways people can learn is to go walking. So with the movement, it actually just opens up your brain, you know, the brain-derived neurotrophic factor that, you know, when you're under constant stress, your brain actually shrinks and goes under tension, whereas this just releases it back up to normal size again. It's also got the activated B, so if people who have trouble with methylation pathways, which is a huge topic in itself, but just know it's got the activated Bs because some people can't convert them, zinc, saffron, rhodiola, which is all good for stress and adapting to, you know, mental fatigue and things like that. So all in all, in a glance, I'll just say it's $1.60 a day, a teaspoon twice a day, and it's got good clinical results.
Brilliant.
And people are excited about it, you know, and I was waiting for it to come out. It's like, yes.
So we did have somebody text in and say, "Hi Ange, I've been experiencing anxiety lately and I'm wanting to go down the path of natural medicine to help me overcome this horrible anxiety. I seem to catastrophize you know, about my health a lot and I stress myself out very easily.
Yeah.
How do you suggest I should start my path to a better me? Thanks."
Okay, good. So we've got these nutritional supplements, but always in a consultation, I always talk about the lifestyle things because the more you can control this worry and change your thoughts, you can only have one thought at a time, you can learn to harness it. Because sometimes you just haven't got the remedy on you in your handbag, you know, and it's just like you've just got to get through this situation.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like you first thing to do is do deep breathing just to get you into parasympathetic nervous system. So deep breaths and just keep going for longer than you think, and that will help with the parasympathetic where there's nothing wrong, whereas when you're in sympathetic, you're in panic, the world's unsafe and that sort of thing.
We've also got a caller and I'll just answer. Hello.
Hi, I've just got a question for Anne.
Sure.
I've given up smoking about 10 days ago as part of the Stoptober thing.
Yep.
And I've noticed that I've been feeling particularly itchy in different spots in my body since giving up the nicotine. Is there any sort of natural remedies that can aid that?
It could be your liver. Well, quite often some people find they do a bit of a detox when they stop smoking. You know, you start bringing up phlegm because all the cilia wakes up and that sort of thing. So maybe it's mobilising toxins and making it, if your liver and kidney aren't processing it properly, we'll send it out to the skin and that can make it itchy.
Right, okay.
But the best thing for me to tell you categorically is if you came to a consultation, I'll be able to sort of figure that out as to whether it's happening or not, you know, like liver and kidney. Yeah. And we'd prescribe herbs to help with that. And then also sometimes with their nervous system, if, you know, it can be a anxiety thing. People get itchy. Yeah.
Yep,
so one or t'other. But maybe give me a call at, and get an appointment at Harvest Natural Health Centre.
I'll look into that. Excellent.
But well done. Good on you for doing that.
Yeah, yeah. It's tough, but we're getting there. So.
Yeah, push through it. Push through it. It's the hardest substance. My biochemistry teacher used to say, you know, 15 years later, I'm still looking for them. You know, the nicotine addiction is worse than anything else.
Yeah, so, yeah. And even the gum, I sort of thought that might be a factor in it as well, but I mean, it's less nicotine than cigarettes, so it shouldn't be too bad. I don't know.
Yeah. Cool. It's a step anyway that's helpful.
Exactly.
And, you know, hypnotherapy, body talk, things like that can help too.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Good on you.
Bye. See you.
And going back to the anxiety thing, you've got to really control that worrier thing. And I say to people, you're only allowed to worry between 4 and 5 p.m. And it's a great thing that I learned off somebody, because people will just perpetually worry and drive themselves sick.
We've got another caller.
Okay, priority to callers.
Hello.
Oh, hi there.
Hi.
How are you going?
Natural Ange here.
Yes, hi. I've got a unusual, well, I don't know if it's unusual. My son, he's 14 years old, and we've been battling sort of bad breath with him, and we're trying everything, but we can't seem to get it sorted. I'm wondering if there's a guttural thing. The doctors, we've been to the doctors and we've tried all sorts. They've tried blood tests and doing all sorts of stuff, but we're not getting a solution here. And it's not bad oral hygiene. He's got braces.
Yeah.
And so he, you know, twice a day, very, you know,
diligent with that.
Diligently brushing his teeth, you know. And he's aware himself we've got this odour.
Yeah.
And it's that familiar odour you often strike with people, you know. It's, I don't know.
Stale.
Yeah, a bad breath. Yeah.
Okay, so what I would suggest, there's four things that I always go to first, and that is, you know, is there a dental cavity, or does he need to floss, or is there an abscess?
No,
you know,
well,
so
that's
you've got
right.
that I sorted. Mean, sinusitis, no, sorted, yeah. Like old yellow phlegm stuck up in the sinus cavity.
Yes, he doesn't have that, and he's been using Otrivine and that kind of thing to keep his sinus clear, so, you know.
And then there's constipation. So
that's
an issue. He's got to be going one or two times a day. And I would go sour foods before meals, like apple cider vinegar on rising, 5 mils to 5 mils of water, and do bitter foods before dinner, like a salad with a good balsamic dressing on it first, like the Americans and French do, or pickles or capers. So you get that bile flow happening, so it empties the upper gastric area, so then it goes on down to the bowels and moves on out, you know. And then the other one is low blood sugar. You know how you can sometimes meet someone and it's 2 o'clock and they haven't had lunch and their breath's really like, oh, you know, it's gone to that ketonic breath.
Yeah.
You know, so you got to eat on time. Like sometimes kids go to school and they don't eat till they get home, you know. They don't do lunch.
Yeah, we're pretty hot on that one actually, yeah.
And then a lot of kids aren't doing sort of veggies and fibre. So it's 80% veggies like coleslaw, brown rice, you know, really get that fibre going.
Right.
So, have a go at those.
Yeah.
And then, if not, there's some more things I can do, but that'd be a good place to start. And then give me a call back. If not, you can go to Natural Ange on my website and find me there. Info at Natural Ange.
Yes.
Cool.
Okay.
Alrighty. Well, good luck
that
with those
great.
Four
that's
things.
To work with. Yep. Thank
yeah.
you.
Thank you very
okay.
much. Take a all systematic right, approach.
Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye.
We have a couple more texts that I just want to get through. Somebody said, hi, Ange. Please advise on bad heartburn / indigestion that I get most days. I've cut out a lot of processed foods with less trips to the bakery, which has helped a little. Going through lots of cookies, which I guess ooh. You would think is not good.
Yeah, yeah, and those antacids can have aluminium in them too. So heartburn, I would go again. We can do an allergy test and find out what foods don't suit, because some mm-hmm. people just get reflux on that. Do your sour foods, like I said just before, to bring up the enzymes so the food moves down. 9 times out of 10, it's because the food isn't emptying from the upper digestive tract and down into the lower, and it sits around, ferments, and then starts burping, you know.
Yeah.
So that and the food intolerance is the way I'd go. Have a look on my website, because that's got an article there, I'm pretty sure, about heartburn.
Brilliant. Yeah. And I'll just do one more.
Yes.
It says, hi, Ange. I'm a vegetarian. Over the last 6 months, have been experiencing a lot of gas. Rather embarrassing. Haven't changed my diet as far as I'm aware. I eat natural myself, usually a brown bread sandwich with egg and salad, dinner, lots of veggie, tofu, pasta. Any ideas? Thanks.
Okay. And again, whenever you've got that fermentation, get the digestive enzymes running again, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's something that takes conscious thought. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't normally happen. You've got to actually get up. Get your apple cider vinegar, 5 mils, and that'll help bring up the enzyme so it breaks it down. Some people have trouble with breaking down legumes because of the soaking thing and the phytic acid and everything's quite hard. So then if the apple cider vinegar's not working, there's some other things we can do. And there's some bitter kiwi herbs, put it out, a bitter tonic too, which is to help digestion. Yeah, so I'd sort of go that way, and if not, come in for a consultation and I'll figure out what's going on with you.
Brilliant.
Always good when you see people face-to-face, like
yeah,
always.
Definitely.
You know,
you can get a lot more information from them as well.
That's right, but it's good to have this avenue too, of course.
Cool.
And that's same with mental health too, isn't it? You know, like fancy a walk, like catch someone face-to-face rather than mm-hmm. texting and Instagramming and stuff. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Ange, for coming. We've had lots of people this morning, which has been great. If people want to get in contact with you, they can find you above Harvest Whole Foods or Natural Ange with an E. Is it .com?
Or .co.nz. Either way will work. Yeah.
Either way.
And if anybody is suffering from anxiety or depression, I'm happy to help you out. We do a lot of it with natural therapies.
So, yeah, thank you so much, Ange, for popping in.